Australia has crowned a new barista champion this week. It comes amid a surge in regional competitions, surprising many in the industry. Around the country, a barista contest like the Barista Brawl have seen people trying their hand at pouring shots, making latte art, and sniffing out the best coffee beans. Those in the industry say it is improving the standard of coffee across the nation and expanding specialty coffee options in regional Australia. Craig Dixon is the CEO of the Nomad Coffee Group, which helps to run the Barista Brawls. And he's himself a former World Barista Championship judge. How much of a rise have you seen in competition between baristas, especially those from the regional areas?
Yeah, well, we've been running the Barista Brawl for a number of years, mainly in the capital cities, and we get people from all over the country to come and join those. Some of the formal Barista Championships are, you know, quite intense and quite difficult to win and quite intimidating. So the Barista Brawls are a really sort of friendly, open environment. People are standing there having a beer and a bite to eat, and we have about 20 or 30 competitors who can, you know, do their latte art, as you said, smell coffees, do all different things to try and, you know, win a bit of a prize. So it's a bit more of a fun, inclusive event.
And how does this differ from the national championships?
Yeah, I mean, the national championships is supported by ASCA, which is the Australian Specialty Coffee Association, and the person that wins that award goes on to represent Australia in the World Barista Championship, and that's what Gabrielle Tan, our barista, won on the weekend. So to give you an idea of his level, though, he went to Panama and actually worked with the farmer in Panama to select the coffee that he took to the stage. So that's a whole different level of competition compared to, you know, turning up to a Barista Brawl where you don't need to do a lot of preparation. They're a bit more fun and a bit more inclusive. So that's why we run them all across the country.
Craig, how is the contest judged at that world championship level?
Yeah, look, there's a 30-page document of rules. There's four sensory judges who are, you know, judging your ability to describe the flavours you're going to find in the coffee. So I think in Gab's coffee, he said you were going to get yellow peach, strawberry and, you know, something else in his flavour profile. So you've got to be able to judge all of those, and the judges have to be able to say, yes, I could taste that. Then the coffee has to be balanced, you know, so a balance of sweetness and bitterness and all those things. And then they have to describe the tactile, so it's going to be smooth on your palate and lingering and that sort of stuff. And then there's a pile of technical judges as well that making sure, you know, your workflow is correct, that your drip tray is clean, that your group handles are clean, that you're tamping flat. So there's four sensory judges, two technical judges and a head judge judging you. And then they've got these, you know, very intense score sheets they have to fill in. So, yeah, it's quite a process to win that one.
Yeah, you've been a judge at that top level. It sounds like it's very intense, Craig.
It's very intense. I mean, when you go to the Worlds, there's 60 countries there with one barista from every country representing their country there. Yeah, and you're on a panel with, you know, I think there's 60 certified world judges. And to certify, you know, you have to have judged in your country for a number of years first, and then you have to go through a certification process, which is a three-day course and testing to make sure you're, you know, you can identify the flavours and you can actually judge. So it's proof that you can judge. And then every 2 years you have to do a refreshment to make sure you haven't lost your palate. So, yeah, it's pretty intense sitting on the world stage judging some of the best baristas and getting to taste some of the best coffees in the world, but it's pretty good fun.
It has become an obsession. You know, some of the first coffee machines came into this country in small cafes. I think some came in when the workers arrived to build the Snowy Hydro as well, and we've had this big shift towards coffee. What do you think's driven that?
Yeah, I mean, certainly because of the influx of the Greek and Italian immigrants certainly brought coffee to Australia and to Melbourne. And they were some of the first roasters, like the Genovese family and the Vittoria family. And they brought coffee to Melbourne and Sydney. So it started here, you know, a long time ago. And I think, you know, Australians have really embraced it. But I think in Australia, we've really started to push the boundaries of specialty coffee and really try and increase the quality of what we have in the cafes. Whereas I think, you know, like somewhere like Italy, when you go there, they're still making coffee like they did sort of 30 or 40 years ago, where Australia have really pushed the boundaries of that and started to make coffee better, I think, yes.
Yeah, it's been a big shift. Growing up in a shop, my dad, you know, one of the biggest selling items we had was instant coffee back in the day. It's not the case anymore. Craig, good to talk to you this morning. Thank you very much.
No problem.